Good Wednesday morning, and welcome back to Business of the Week. We're talking with Heather Applegate. She is the owner of Studio Fusion in Fort Dodge. Again, real quick for listeners, where are you located and what is your phone number?
Good morning, Pat. I am in Fort Dodge, 21 South 12th Street in the Kirchner Square building, which is the same building as the Dairyette, just on the opposite side. Most people are familiar with that. My phone number is 515-570-4442. People can call or text me anytime, even if it's not regular business hours, which are Wednesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and also private parties by appointment.
We're talking off air about sometimes a difficult subject for people, but, you know, the nice thing is there are ways to remember people and pets by. So if we have somebody that has passed and we want to hold on to those memories, you have a unique way of helping them keep those memories. Can you tell us about that, please?
When someone's been cremated and they have the ashes, people will bring the ashes into me, and I can either help them create something or I do custom projects too. All of that's done mainly with the fused glass. So what happens is I have a flat piece of glass. I've had people make rubbing stones, pendants, picture frames. We put the ashes on top of the piece of glass and can shape it into a heart or whatever they want, whether they just want some of the remains in there. And then I cap it with another piece of glass and then fire it, so then they're sealed within the glass piece. We can do animal remains. And same thing, I help as little or as much as people want, or do the project for them if they tell me exactly what they want. And that's also been really rewarding. I just finished a project before Christmas that a lady picked up, and she was so tickled. And I didn't know the person, but she cried, I cried, everybody was... It's just a really big deal to me to do those kinds of things to help somebody hold on to their memories.
With these pieces, how do people display these things?
And a lot of them are smaller pieces, like the rubbing stones, maybe a quarter size or a pendant in a heart shape or just a small oval pendant, depending on what they want. But with the glass, there's numerous ways that I can do it. I either have stands that they can purchase to display it, or I can also drill holes in the glass so that they can hang it. And I also have heat temperature wire so that I can hang them so they can display them.
Let's talk more about ceramics. What kind of ceramic pieces do you have, and how can customers get involved with that?
When someone comes in, and I try to keep a multitude of things on hand, so there's something for everyone from 2 to 102. There are, for the kids, I have little figurines, and all of my figurines start at $12.50, and I probably have 25 different figurines for kids to pick from. I also have little boxes, like little cupcake boxes. There's banks. I have mugs. Mugs are usually a really good seller. I have little lanterns. A lot of the light up, like they have those light up Christmas trees. Besides the Christmas trees, I also have like light up pineapples and cactuses. So it's like a piece of pottery with little holes in it, and you paint the whole thing. And then I put the little bulbs in them and the light fixture, so they have a light-up item. I also have nightlights in glass or pottery. I'm getting in because macrame has kind of been big lately. I've just ordered some macrame hangers, and then I have plant pots so that people can paint their own plant pot and then purchase a macrame holder from me to display their succulents or whatever they decide.
You have been doing this quite a while. I mean, I've been in the area for a number of years. How long has your store been open?
I've been here myself for a little over 7, and I try to keep expanding the different things to do. You know, if there's something somebody's interested in, like if they wanted to learn alcohol ink, we have classes for that. And like I talked about, I think it was yesterday, the Shardworks canvas paintings. And it's just a really fun way for people to get together and do a project. The best part to me is that you come in with your girlfriend or your kids, and you make a project and you take it home, and then you say, remember when we were at Studio Fusion and we made that and how much fun that was? It's just a good memory.
Like the artwork, you're creating a memory in your time there. And you'd mentioned from kids to parents to friends, sisters, grandparents taking their grandkids in for just something different other than maybe putting Legos together. What's your phone number? What's your phone number where people can reach you?
515-570-4442. And even though my business hours are Wednesday through Saturday, people can call or text me anytime. I'd rather somebody called and asked me questions to get a better feel for it. Like when I do birthday parties or if somebody wanted to do a team building and didn't know anything about me, I encourage people to come in and just take a look and see what there is to do without any obligation. I'm very easygoing. So if somebody would come in and decide that it's not for them, then it's not for them. But that rarely happens.
I have so much enjoy visiting with you. Will you come back tomorrow and visit with us again?
Absolutely. I appreciate that, Pat.
Heather Applegate is the owner of Studio Fusion in Fort Dodge. She has been our feature on Business of the Week. Tune in again same time tomorrow. We're going to talk more about all the things going on at Studio Fusion. Thanks, Heather. Have a great day.